95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Brew Review. We're in the midst of it right now. It's dry January, but never fear. These flavors will make you think you're crunk. Josh Messar Perot right there to bring us more. Josh, these are really deceiving beers because even though they say non-alcoholic on them or NA on them, you wouldn't know if you closed your eyes or Steve blindfolded you. So you said these are two IPA flavors that we haven't tried.
That's right. So we just did Blue Moon and Guinness.
Okay.
Last week we had Sierra Nevada and Athletic. Now we're going to jump into some OGs as well. So we got Lagunitas.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and start
yes,
there.
Yes, please. I think. Look, these beers have made Steve burp.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That was a big one.
You okay?
So yeah. Clearly the carbonation is still there.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It's working.
Like I said, each company does their process different.
Right.
We went into a little bit of detail last week, so if you missed that, go ahead and check out the YouTube channel.
That's right.
But, some brew it with alcohol, remove the alcohol, and okay. Some brew it with special yeast that do lower alcohol.
Right. Right.
And then they figure out grain bills and stuff like that to kind of mimic the flavors of the originals. Again, I'm not sure which Lagunitas is doing here.
Yeah.
But this is Lagunitas IPNA.
IPNA.
So obviously, Lagunitas IPA is the OG. So IPNA, right?
I get it.
Steve called it IPNA, and then we were like, no, that's not how you say it.
Yeah, I was like, is it that or IPNA?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
He thought it was an abbreviation, which it is. But listen, whatever the process is, they've kept their hop profile.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, Lagunitas has a very distinct flavor, taste, style. So they try to keep true to that, and I think they did a good job doing it.
If you want to, be responsible, maybe you're the DD, maybe you are at the end of a night, and you're like, well, I still want to have another beer with the peeps.
Right.
But you don't want to get yourself in trouble with the law. Well, these are great beer. These are great options.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can find these, srprod.com/beerfinder, of course. But, bars and taverns and restaurants, absolutely, they carry this stuff, right? Yep.
NAs aren't always on, especially in bars, aren't always on the menu just because it's hard to print out and all that stuff.
Sure.
So don't be afraid to ask for it. Ask them if they have any non-alcoholic options and give them a shot, especially dry January. That's what it's all about is, cutting back just slightly. So, now's the perfect time to give them a shot, see if it's something you like, and then maybe it is something you grab throughout the rest of the year.
That's right. That's a good thing to, and work it in the rotation.
That's right.
Have one of these ready when you've had three or four of the others. This will get you right. Well, sadly, there's only one left, but I remember this.
Yeah,
Sam
I wouldn't
Adams.
Be too sad.
I'm not sad.
This is something to be happy about.
Yeah.
So this is Sam Adams, Just the Haze.
Okay.
They actually have another NA that we don't carry right now, but maybe at some other point.
Yeah.
This one's been around for, I want to say, about a year and a half, maybe a little bit longer.
Okay.
Won some medals at the Great American Beer Festival.
Really?
For non-alcoholic, so that's super impressive. This is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what Just
the Haze. You can see as it pours.
Wow. It looks hazy.
Yep. There's good head retention on it.
Tis.
This is one of those ones I think you'd be hard-pressed as well to, if you handed this to somebody and they're not reading the can, or maybe they've had too much to drink and you're trying to wind them back down and
right.
You trick them. Hand them this.
Right. Yeah, that's a missing category. Certainly, like New Year's Eve, I encountered a couple people who probably you just needed to hear, go, man, a couple beers.
Yep.
Enjoy yourselves. They don't know. They're just like, oh, this is great. And you mentioned the term, head retention. It's a phrase that pays for 2024 right there, right?
That's pretty darn
what do you
good
think?
Right there.
Oh, solid, wow. Man. Well, that's a very different flavor than the other ones we tried.
Yep. So stepping into that, hazy category, so they're trying to mimic that hazy flavor, juicy, a little bit more citrus flavor, and they nailed it.
Take a gander.
You got beer without the problems right there.
That's right.
So we have an opportunity for people to try these, right?
Right.
They got to watch the YouTube video.
Okay, so the beers we just tried, you want to try them at home? Check this out. Go to The Morning Hog on YouTube, right? It's a YouTube channel. Now, there's other stuff. It's like Steve in the shower, me in the sailboat. There's that kind of stuff. But the brew review videos, you got to watch. And this one, if you watch it, when did that SR Perot logo pop up?
Yep.
I don't know. But look at the timeline. Find it. Text it into 257-0324. Let us know what time you saw the SR Perot logo. And on Monday, we're going to grab the first correct answer and give them a big free sampler of these beers.
That's right.
There you go. And maybe one of Steve's 95.7 The Hog t-shirts. Not the one he's wearing. Now, that's game worn. You don't want that thing.
He's having to use baking soda in the pits and stuff.
But he had some oatmeal this morning in the pocket, too. It was right in the pocket. I don't know how you just ate
you
it
just
right out
it
of
in
there.
Your pocket?
Yeah. I was trying to eat it in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it in a Ziploc first? Yeah,
of course not.
Okay. Yeah, he just wanted to have natural.
Jeez.
So 257-0324. Text in the time that you saw the SR Perot logo. right here on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog. Until next time, cheers!
Cheers!